You feel better. That's your first clue that you're on track. But then clarity and timing and information and circumstances begin to unfold for you so that you meet with meaningful other individuals and you say important things at important times. In other words, once you get in alignment with your dream, the universe will deliver avenue after avenue for you to assist in the soothing of it. Most people, even government officials, look more long range than the average citizen. Average citizens want faster results, and governments often look very long range at things. Esther is amazed sometimes when she even watches a construction project in a city where she lives and realizes that much of it will not even be finished during the life expectancy of the people who have planned it. That just boggles her mind. She wants to see the fruits of her labor. She wants to see the manifestation of the dreams that she has sketched, you see. But as a world citizen, as a universal player, as you step back and realize that everyone contributes to the dream, and that some get the benefit of realizing it now, while others will not realize it for generations to come. You are one who didn't plan on waiting. But your problem that we can feel from you is that if you can't teach others about this vibrational gap, if they don't understand the difference between upstream thought and a downstream thought, then they're going to keep beating the drum, which is part of asking for the solution, but it isn't part of receiving any of the solution, you see. But it doesn't take many of you. Do you know, a group not larger than this, in fact, a group much smaller than this, a group the size of the two of you and Esther, you could focus upon the dream that you have dreamed. And you could talk only about that. You could sit for an hour every day and talk only about the way you would like life to be. But you know what we've noticed about most of you? If you would set an hour aside to do that, you wouldn't have much to say about the dream that you've dreamed because you haven't been practicing that. You'd spend most of that hour justifying why the dream exists, you see. But when you get practiced on the dream, when you focus upon the dream, when you practice speaking of the dream, when you talk about the improved world, when you talk about people getting along, when you talk about an economic world, when you talk about the economy of the world instead of the economy of a nation, when you talk about the well-being of the world instead of the well-being of a nation, when you start taking a more global view, which means when you stop pushing against those rascals that you feel obliged to push against, no matter who they are, when you look at that broader view, you come into alignment with the source within you, because the source within you, no matter what you have witnessed in your lifetime, will not stand up with you against anyone. And when you use your enemy as your reason for what you want, but you are focused upon your enemy, you don't come into alignment with your dream, and so it cannot be, you see. Your world, for the most part, is still only doing one part of the equation. They're messing in the contrast, and they're giving birth to desire, but they're not anywhere near vibrational alignment with their desire. But the good news is, the babies coming in are. So there's this wonderful dilution ratio that's happening. Old ornery ones are croaking, fresh new ones are coming in, and the balance of well-being is increasing. The beasts of your planet, that's what they've been about all along. In other words, they are energy balancers first and foremost. Oh, they're food for each other and for you, but they are energy balancers first and foremost. And so then when those like you add to the mix of understanding the laws of the universe and turning downstream, and you begin actually talking about the dream that you've dreamed, and dialoguing about it, and you begin playing the wouldn't it be nice if on a global scale instead of on an individual scale, and in your connection to source, you become very influential, and so more and more join your party of talking about the way you want it to be. Before you know it, you tip on the fulcrum, and the majority of people in your lifetime